This is NOAA All Hazards Radio WWG83 in Edwardsport. The National Weather Service has issued severe thunderstorm watch number 129, effective until 3 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time Friday, or 2 a.m. Central Daylight Time Friday. This watch includes the following counties in Indiana: Davies, DuBois, Gibson, Greene, Knox, Pike, and Sullivan, and the following counties in Illinois: Crawford, Lawrence, and Wabash. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including large hail and damaging winds, in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information. The flood warning is now in effect until Friday, April 26th. The flood warning continues for the Wabash River at New Harmony until Friday, April 26th. At 8:30 a.m. Central Daylight Time Thursday, the stage was 16.3 feet. Flood stage is 15.0 feet. The river is expected to rise to a crest of 17.3 feet early Monday morning. It will then fall below flood stage Thursday, April 25th. And now a summary of river forecasts. For the White River, at Elizabeth, there are no current observations and minor flooding is forecast, with the highest expected stage at approximately 18.4 feet around 8 p.m. Thursday. At Edwardsport, at 1 p.m. Thursday, the stage was 21.2 feet with minor flooding occurring. The river is cresting or has crested and is falling. At Petersburg, at 5 p.m. Thursday, the stage was 22.3 feet with minor flooding occurring. The river is forecast to crest at approximately 22.4 feet around 8 p.m. Thursday. At Hazleton, there are no current observations and minor flooding is forecast, with the highest expected stage at approximately 22.6 feet around 1 a.m. Saturday. For the Wabash River, at Terre Haute, at 4 p.m. Thursday, the stage was 20.1 feet with minor flooding occurring. The river is cresting or has crested and is falling. At Hudsonville, there are no current observations and minor flooding is forecast, with the highest expected stage at approximately 20.4 feet around 7 p.m. Thursday. At Riverton, at 6 p.m. Thursday, the stage was 18.9 feet with minor flooding occurring. The river is cresting or has crested and is falling. At Vincennes, at 5 p.m. Thursday, the stage was 16.6 feet with minor flooding occurring. The river is forecast to crest at approximately 17.0 feet around 2 a.m. Saturday. At Mount Carmel, at 4 p.m. Thursday, the stage was 21.5 feet with minor flooding occurring. The river is forecast to crest at approximately 22.5 feet around 7 a.m. Sunday. And now we'll look at your forecast for the Vincennes area. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers and numerous thunderstorms through midnight. Then scattered showers and thunderstorms toward daybreak. Lows around 50. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, becoming northwest toward daybreak. Gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain 80%. For Friday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing. Much cooler with highs in the lower 60s. North winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Friday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-40s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. For Saturday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 50s. Northwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Once again, the forecast for tonight. Mostly cloudy. Showers and numerous thunderstorms through midnight, then scattered showers and thunderstorms toward daybreak. Lows around 50. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, becoming northwest toward daybreak. Gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Chance of rain 80%. Taking a look at your 3 through 7 day forecast for the Vincennes area. Saturday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 30s. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. For Sunday, partly cloudy in the morning, then clearing. Highs in the upper 50s. Sunday night and Monday, clear.
lows in the upper 30s, highs in the mid-60s. For Monday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. Tuesday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. A chance of showers. A slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. Chance of rain 50%. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms through midnight, then mostly clear toward daybreak. Lows in the mid-40s. Chance of rain 30%. Wednesday and Wednesday night, mostly clear. Highs in the lower 60s. Lows in the lower 40s. For Thursday, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers. Highs in the upper 60s. At 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, at Lawrence Del Vincennes, it was mostly sunny. The temperature was 82 degrees, the dew point 58, and the relative humidity 43%. The wind was south at 17 miles an hour, gusting to 24. The barometric pressure was 29.85 inches and falling. At Terre Haute, it was partly sunny. The temperature was 78 degrees, the dew point 61, and the relative humidity 55%. The wind was south at 10 miles an hour. The barometric pressure was 29.87 inches and falling. Nearby, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 79 at Washington, 81 at Huntingburg, and 80 at Bloomington. Under mostly sunny skies, Olney, Illinois reported 79, Mount Carmel, Illinois reported 83, and Evansville reported 82. It was partly sunny, with a temperature of 73 at Indianapolis, 74 at Paris, Illinois, 74 at Mattoon, Illinois, and 81 at French Lick. Elsewhere across Indiana, skies ranged from partly sunny to cloudy. It was 63 at South Bend, 66 at Fort Wayne, and 73 at Lafayette. Just outside Indiana, at St. Louis, thunder was reported, with a temperature of 67. It was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 75 at Cincinnati, and 83 at Louisville. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 55 at Chicago, 73 at Champaign, and 73 at Danville, Illinois. Once again, at Lawrence Del Vincennes, it was 82 degrees with mostly sunny skies. And at Terre Haute, it was 78 degrees with partly sunny skies.